You're listening to a Countout Podcast.
Ichiban Podcast, son. That's right. We're back again. What's up, Curtis? I saw you rocking out using that spoon as a guitar.
Absolutely. I got a wooden spoon that I won at, I got last place at an event and won the wooden spoon.
Oh, that's nice. At least you got something to show for it.
Yeah. And then I put it in my backpack the next day to make sure that I knew that I could not get two wooden spoons in a row.
Is it engraved or something? Is it like Biggest Loser?
No, I have one that's engraved and one that's not.
Yeah, okay.
Because I officially have two wooden spoons, but I didn't get them at the same time.
Yeah.
So yes, I am using my wooden spoon as an air guitar.
Fair enough.
It's more like a ukulele.
Yeah, but that's it is. Okay. Or like a banjo of some type.
A banjo.
Yeah,
a little Steve Martin action.
A banjo-lele. A little
Deliverance.
Absolutely.
Anyway.
What are we doing today? I'm feeling good. You and I just, we were supposed to start recording like 45 minutes ago, but we ended up talking shit. And then we're like, oh, we haven't actually talked anything about New Japan or hit record yet. But we're up to date on each other's lives. Yeah. So that's good. But we're doing a new segment. So we're going to do a whole new episode, are we? Now, this was your brainchild, and I'm going to let you run with it because I know you've given it way more thought than I have. And what's the new segment? Tell them what it's called.
New segment. Mm-hmm. Everybody. Is Headlocks and Hollywood. What we're going to do is we're going to pick a random member of the New Japan Pro Wrestling roster,
mm-hmm.
and we're going to come up with a movie. I'm going to come up with a movie pitch.
Yes.
Rafe's going to come up with a movie pitch.
Yes.
And then we're going to maybe, if we have time, work on one together. Mm-hmm. But we just want to, we took My Dad as a Heel Wrestler, the Hiroshi Tanahashi starring movie, and we thought, what else could we do with members of the New Japan Pro Wrestling roster? And today, I think the way we're going to work this out is we're both going to take the same wrestler mm-hmm. and come up with different pitches for them.
So every time we do one of these, if we do more than them, it'll be based around one particular wrestler. This way we can do spotlights on people. We've had quite a few ideas for different ways to spotlight different wrestlers and give people, you know, a look into them and things like that. Because let's face it, we can only review so many shows and there's so many other shows that do that and do it quite well. So when, you know, we're not super focused on what's going on and in little downtimes and the thing, we just want to do like fun things like this and it keeps us entertained and keeps our creative brains going. So we're doing Headlocks and Hollywood Tai Chi edition. Now the
Tai Chi edition.
Yeah, exactly. So imagine this. New Japan has put the call out to Hollywood or Japanese Hollywood, whichever. They've gone, our wrestlers are open for business. They want to be in movies, they want to do things, just hit them with the pitch, and if they like the sound of it, they're jumping in. Think, you know, okay. When John Cena and everybody started doing movies, The Miz, yeah. I guess, like all them started doing stuff, these guys want to get in on that Hollywood money. So Curtis and I will be playing the role of Hollywood execs who have some pitches in our back pocket, and we're going to throw them out there, and we'll decide between us which one would be the best fit for Tai Chi, I guess.
All right, so because Tai Chi is the guy that we are picking to pitch for today, what is the first thing you think about when you think about Tai Chi?
Opulence.
Oh, well, of course, the opulence. I was thinking the stage show, the presence.
Absolutely.
The music, the beautiful
yeah.
singing voice of Tai Chi.
Absolutely.
But Tai Chi wears a mask.
He does.
Right?
He does.
He does. And so we don't know the real Tai Chi.
No.
Okay. No.
No.
So what I want to do is I want to do a romantic comedy starring Tai Chi.
Okay.
Now, here's how we're doing this. Tai Chi and his band, Ready to Kiss.
Yes.
They've been performing all over the world.
For those who don't know, Tai Chi's whole character is that he's from a boy band called Ready to Kiss.
Yeah.
Even though he sings into a microphone that isn't plugged in, and we've never seen a single other member of Ready to Kiss. Yeah.
No, Tai Chi is a Japanese idol.
Yes.
And he's been touring all over the world, and he meets a girl one day.
Who's the girl played beautiful. By?
I mean, it could be Miho Abe.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, it could be for at this point. And he wants to know if she likes him,
mm-hmm.
or does she like Tai Chi?
Got ya.
You see,
she like the real Tai Chi, yeah, or does she like the idol? Yeah,
of Taichiro Maki. He doesn't know who that is anymore.
Yeah,
because he's just Tai Chi.
Where does he start and where does he end? Exactly.
Exactly. Where's Tai Chi? Who's Tai Chi and who is Taichiro Maki? Okay.
Is that Tai Chi's name? I didn't know.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
So he goes to a farm out in the country and he says, I'm going to take some time and get to know myself.
Okay.
So that I can have someone. If you don't know yourself, how the hell are you going to know somebody else? Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Right. So he wants to learn who he is on the inside. And while he's there, he meets a beautiful woman. And this woman says, I know where you've been in this situation. I've been there. Okay. I'm going to teach you how to balance Tai Chi and Taichiro Maki and come out all the better for it. That beautiful woman is Miley Cyrus. Congratulations. This is a Hannah Montana sequel.
Yeah.
Hannah Montana.
It's a spin-off.
Universe.
A spin-off.
It's a spin-off.
Tai Chi Montana.
Tai Chi Montana. So Tai Chi
love it.
Has to go back, rediscover his roots,
mm-hmm.
figure out who he is. He meets a beautiful woman on the farm as Taichiro Maki. He meets a beautiful woman in the city as Tai Chi, the singer of Ready to Kiss.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got to find out, where does his heart lie?
Absolutely. Got off the plane at LAX.
So that's my pick for a rom-com.
Love it.
Starring Tai Chi.
Does, over the course of the movie, does Miley Cyrus become a potential love interest?
I think that we should have Miley Cyrus be more of a Mr. Miyagi type,
uh-huh.
like putting him through his paces, trying to teach him, like, not just how to be a down-home farm boy like she was,
mm-hmm.
but also an over-the-top stage performer so that you can end the concert with a giant Tai Chi performance of Ready to Kiss.
Love it. And then, like, halfway through the song, Hannah Montana comes out and joins in.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Features. Exactly. Does a rap on it or something.
Oh yeah, she spits 8 bars real fast so that you can get the kids selling it on Spotify or whatever.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, it'll be
hell yeah.
Skibidi Ohio and all that. So it'll be fantastic.
Okay.
I think that is the best way that you could really put out there the opulence, the stage show,
sure,
but also get a peek behind the mask.
Mm. This is all very valid. I like it. I didn't think we were going to a Hannah Montana spin-off, but
Hannah Montana spin-off.
There you go.
Hannah Montana extended universe.
Yeah, exactly.
I like it.
Extended I've been thinking universe. About this
for like a week.
I love it. Okay. Well, that's a very good one, and I like it a lot.
Okay. What kind of movie do you see for Tai Chi?
Well, I might have gone a little bit more literal than you. But I got thinking also about, you know, everything that is Tai Chi and what he represents and how he dresses and things like that. And I thought about, you know, the stage presence and the musical talent and all of that. And then I got thinking, has Japan really seen or embraced the musical that is the Phantom of the Opera?
Takes
place in the Tokyo Dome. Actually, it doesn't have the rafters, really. Either way, it doesn't matter where it takes place. But
Phantom of the Tokyo Dome sounds so awesome.
Yeah, I know. Maybe it is that. But the idea is that, like, is it Andrew Lloyd Webber that wrote and cursed.
Maybe
Phantom of the Opera did the songs for it. Either way, they decide, they're like, you know what? We've, over the 1,000 years of Phantom of the Opera history, we've never really cracked the Japanese market. So what we need to do is recast a Japanese Phantom, but we're going to do it in the style of a blockbuster musical on cinema, much like Wicked has recently happened. So it's the whole, okay, it's going to be the whole world. You know what I mean? It's everybody's going to get immersed in the world of Phantom of the Opera. All the songs are going to happen. There's dancing, there's pop stars in it, there's famous actors, there's things like that. And Tai Chi is the focus. He's the Phantom.
I love it. I think this is, I think this could work. And okay, so the Phantom, mm-hmm, is a beautiful, talented songwriter who becomes disfigured and falls in love with, it's funny how both of our Tai Chis are love stories.
I mean, he has "Ready to Kiss" written on his knee pad. Written, you know, what I mean? He's always ready to kiss. True. So we just have to find out who he's gonna kiss. But I think in this one, we would tell the full story. So you'd see him as like a hopeful young man who then gets disfigured, who then lurks in the rafters, and maybe it's kind of dark and maybe he's dropping sets on people, and you know, he is this terror until he meets this young hopeful actress who he then falls in love with, played by Miley Cyrus.
Oh man, this is now a Hannah Montana sequel.
This is also a Hannah Montana novel.
I love the idea that the disfigurement that Tai Chi has is like next to nothing.
But this is the twist. This is the twist. He thinks he's been disfigured, but when they eventually get the mask off him, there's nothing wrong with him. It's all in his mind.
Yeah.
That's right. We're doing the Cain angle. We're doing the Cain angle where Paul Bearer raised him and told him that he was disfigured and turned him into this huge monster. But in reality, he was never really burnt. That's what's happening for Tai Chi.
He was never really burnt, but he is kind of still a monster.
Yeah.
Anyway, Tai Chi, like the bleach gets like knocked out of his hair or something like that.
Exactly.
The bleach gets taken out and he's like, no, I'm disfigured.
It's like, I can feel it tingling on my face. And they're like, yeah, dude, that's acid. That's your looks gone.
You've been killed.
Yeah, exactly. And then there you go.
There's no mirrors in the Tokyo Dome.
Yeah, but also the Phantom also wrestles. And so at the very end, when he accepts himself, he swings down into the main event at Wrestle Kingdom and wins the title. Hell yeah.
He has a moment where he rips the trousers off.
Yeah.
And there's 70,000 people in the Tokyo Dome going crazy because they don't know who this guy is.
Absolutely.
They're like, oh, he must be absolutely disfigured monster.
Yeah.
And then he rips off the mask. Like, you want to see a monster? Blah.
And they're like, he's beautiful.
Exactly. He's so beautiful. He's smoldering.
There you go. Shuts down cameras and sets back with the song industry. Yeah, there you go.
Okay.
Both are good. I love that. Both are very good.
Now, can we do better together? Hmm. Okay. Now, we've both done love stories. Let's do something opposite.
Okay.
What's the opposite of a love story? I would say a horror movie, but The Phantom of the Opera has a little bit of horror left in it. So maybe an action movie.
Buddy cop movie.
Well, buddy cop movie. Handled. I would say buddy cop movie with Sonata, but like.
No, it's Sonata because it's like Training Day. And Sonata eventually betrays him and then fucking Tai Chi shoots him dead. Sick.
Okay. So Sonata is the cop who everyone thinks is like the A-plus cop. He's the straight-laced everything. So he's the one that they put with this new recruit, Tai Chi, even though I'm pretty sure Tai Chi's older. I don't know for sure. And new recruit Tai Chi goes with him, and he slowly finds out that this straight-laced, good-looking, by-the-book cop
is a bit corrupt.
He's a bit corrupt. Yeah.
And see, Tai Chi isn't a brand new rookie fresh into the force. He's been transferred. He had something happen in another district. He maybe followed, his gut. And even though what he did was the right thing, it wasn't by the book and politics went into play and he got things. So he's got a reputation of like a good cop who follows his gut, but he fucked up. Like he got you know, and kind of got moved politically out of that department. So now he's found himself, he's gone from Homicide, now he's in Vice. And Sonata's like the fucking top cop in the drug kind of area, Tokyo Vice. And
I like it.
Yeah, yeah. And then, and so he's kind of, you know, showing him the ropes and things like that. But Tai Chi ain't no idiot.
Do we have an actual rookie on the force who's in Vice played by Yuya?
I was going to say it was the grip, but only because I wanted to say the grip. But yeah, it's probably Yuya.
The grip.
Yeah. And you know what happens to Yuya? He gets killed by Sonata because he sees something. He sees something he shouldn't have. And Tai Chi doesn't see the murder happen, but he suspects. He's like, motherfucker. And he's like, what the fuck happened? He's like, oh, they just got away. I fucking stopped him. And he's like, did you though? Kind of thing. And he's starting to think about it and he starts to put together a case to take this smug fuck down.
But he knows that he can't build the case by the book.
So no.
He has to go off the rails.
Like he once did before. He has to trust his gut.
Oh, but the time he did it before, the guy got away because there was just some little thing that, like, he didn't cross all the T's and dot all the I's.
Got done with
the
loophole.
So even though he had the whole case, couldn't do anything about it.
Yeah, absolutely. Some bullshit. There was a rich dad involved. Some strings got pulled and that happens. And you know what? It's all going to come back around. And then that fucking dude is like Red Narita or whatever. And he's in cahoots somehow with it all comes back around. And so Tai Chi just has to gun them both down in the end. And so there's going to be no escaping from the case when you're both fucking in the ground. And you know what? And he's just like in the street, plain clothes, blended in, but with the Tai Chi mask on.
With the Tai Chi.
He's in the patrol car and shit. Like he's just wearing the mask.
he's got his suit on.
Yeah.
And his like mask.
He goes to walk away from an explosion, and instead of putting on his sunglasses like David Crusoe, he puts on the mask. Yeah, yeah.
and as he puts on the mask, right, as the explosion goes, and then he rips off his suit pants.
Oh, he absolutely rips off his absolutely. And it's like that era. It's like 80s. So he's in like a Miami cocaine white suit, and he's got the white mask.
Yeah,
so
it's
rip off the pants, white opulence. Hell yeah.
Oh, man. I love this. Can the whole thing be set in the 80s?
It's absolutely. The whole thing is set in the 80s.
Oh, I love it.
Sliding over car bonnets and shit. It's like Miami Vice.
Oh, that sounds so good.
Yeah.
So he puts on the mask.
Yeah.
He rips off the pants.
Yeah, he does.
Grabs the girl, who in this case is probably played by Miley Cyrus.
It's definitely played by Miley Cyrus. I think we know that.
And oh man, what a great fucking movie. Now, are there any other New Japan Pro Wrestlers that could be? So Ren Narita, we know, is the guy that he's got it out for Tai Chi.
He's the rich son. Evil is like the rich dad. Like these are the evil businessmen.
Judge.
Oh, he's a judge. Absolutely. And it all comes back to him. They fucking line Sonata's pockets.
That's right.
That's why he's looking the other way. Looking the other way.
And Yuya is the unfortunate rookie.
Yeah.
First day on the case. Mm-hmm. Okay. He gets put out.
Yeah.
There's a fight near the end, right? That's like you know how in Die Hard that like he has to fight that one like bad guy before he can get to Hans Gruber?
Yeah.
Like he's got to fight that blonde guy. So there's always like that mini boss battle.
Yeah.
That mini boss battle is Yoshinobu Kanemaru.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And he like spits fucking the whiskey in his face and stuff like that.
And he's like another cop who Tai Chi thought he could trust. You know what I mean? Like he's like the fucking he's in on it, but he was like, oh, I thought you guys were all cool, and then he swiftly realizes that the majority of the whole Vice team are pretty corrupt.
Yeah. I love this.
Yeah.
What are we going to call it? What are we going to call it? So we've got Phantom of the Tokyo Dome. We've got, I would just call it Ready to Kiss, my movie.
Yeah.
Because like,
it's absolutely Ready to Kiss.
That's a thing. Ready to Kiss.
It's like Hannah Montana, Ready to Kiss.
Yeah. No, it's a Ready to Kiss, Hannah Montana Tokyo story.
Yeah, a Hannah Montana story in brackets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Story of the Hannah Montana universe, year zero. I don't know.
I would say we call it Tokyo Vice, but there's actually a TV show called Tokyo Vice that's really good if you haven't watched it.
Okay. I have not watched it. So
you should.
Instead of Tokyo Vice, oh, what do we call it? Like, oh, it used to be, was it Roppongi Nights?
Yeah. Roppongi but Vice. Instead of, oh, wait, no, that is the fuck. That was that, the tag team. So, God damn it. We can't use Vice.
We call it Roppongi Nights. But instead of N-I-G-H-T, it's K-N-I-G-H-T.
Yeah. Okay. Yep. That's right. It. That makes sense.
Monday nights.
That all checks out.
I love this. I can't wait to see these movies. Let's get them all made.
Yeah.
And we'll go one for summer 2025. That's the easy one. The Hannah Montana one. We get summer 2026. That's the Phantom of the Opera, big touring thing.
Yeah.
And then winter 2026, right before Tai Chi wins at Wrestle Kingdom that year, that's when we put out Roppongi Nights.
There you go. That's hot. What do you guys think?
I love it.
You got a particular favorite? Anybody out there? You let us know.
Anybody out there? I think if you, our lovely listener, would like to get in on the game, let us know. And like, what kind of movie pitch would you put out there for Tai Chi? And if this is a thing that people like, we'll put it on social medias and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. The next wrestler we're going to do this for, and we'll have a couple of new like fan submissions to read off next time.
Yeah, we'll take submissions too. If you want to hear us do a pitch for your favorite wrestler, let us know who they are, and then we will be all over it.
I love it. Thank you very much for coming to this pitch meeting.
Yep.
I'm really excited to get started working with you.
Absolutely. I'm very, very excited to see what we can do for our man Tai Chi. Hopefully he signs on and we get it going. Tell the people where to find
it. Instead of TV Asahi, it's now Movie Asahi.
Yeah, see, that's where this will all grind to a halt, because TV Asahi will be like, no. And we'll So blame TV Asahi if these movies don't come out, not us.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm ready to write them. Let's go.
Yep. That's it. I'm ready. Tell them where to find us.
You can find us on all the various social medias at Ichiban Suite. You can find Rafe on social media at Faces Feels Cast. You can find me on social media at El Destructo 83. And if you've enjoyed what we're doing here today, maybe you'd like to help us out. Maybe you can go to patreon.com/countoutpod, where you can get for just $3 or $5 American dollar dues a month, you can get extra shows from us and all of the other great podcasts on the Count Out Podcasting Network. Every single cent that you donate goes to help a bunch of cool wrestling podcasters do a whole bunch of good wrestling podcast stuff. We really appreciate it. Thank you so much to my friend Rafe, who is your good friend Rafe Houston. I'm your bad friend Curtis Spears. I got that backwards. That's okay, because we forgot to introduce ourselves.
That's all right. You were admitting to me you weren't always the greatest guy. So it's actually
fucking shit human being.
It's actually realigned to how it should be. But that is totally
chaotic
fine.
Evil.
Yeah, exactly. It's all going to work out. But hey, thanks for checking us out. Check out our other episodes and fun topics. We've got more episodes of The Wheel of Wrestling coming out. We will, of course, soon break down World Tag League. We'll talk about our predictions for Wrestle Kingdom, for Dynasty, and into the new year. So lots coming our way. Check it all out. Rate and subscribe. Listen or die. Spirit of Fight. Style of Strong. Sweet Cast. Ichiban.
This podcast is a Hannah Montana sequel.
It sure is. Oh!
Countout provides a wide variety of bonus content that is right at your fingertips. On the Countout Patreon, our podcasts are creating bonus content exclusively for you, their listener. For only $5 a month, you can watch instant reactions to major shows, watch-alongs, early access to main feed podcasts, some fun goof and gag audio, plus shows from some of the podcasters' outside interests. It's the best way to experience all that the Countout Network has to offer. So head on down to patreon.com/countout to take part in some of the best and most fun content wrestling has to offer. Again, that is patreon.com/countout. This has been a Countout Podcast.